As we come together in a time of prayer, there are some joys and concerns to lift up. First, a couple of joys. Congratulations to Bonnie and Ken Hales, who celebrated their wedding anniversary on November 16th. And Robin McMullen celebrated a birthday this past week. And a concern. We ask for continued prayers for Edna McGinley, who is dealing with health issues. Please keep these joys and concerns in mind as we lift them up together in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who reigns supreme and in whom and for whom all things are created. We thank you especially at this time of year for the beauty of your creation and for the fruits of the land with its abundant and nourishing food to eat. May it sustain us and give us the strength needed to carry out your work every day. Teach us to care for your creation so it continues to sustain and nourish those who come after us. We thank you for the church created through Jesus Christ and for our families and wider communities as well. In him we have, as the scripture told us, been rescued from darkness into redemption and forgiveness. When times seem bleak or challenging, help us to remember this and to be strengthened in him so we may endure joyfully and lead by his example to carry out your work in the world. Loving God, we thank you for your presence here among us today and for the comfort, healing, and all the blessings you bestow. We thank you that you hear all the prayers that are on our hearts and in our minds, and that you celebrate our life's joys and accomplishments with us. Hear us as we raise up in a spirit of celebration Ken and Bonnie Hales and Robin McMullen. Hear us now also as we ask you to comfort and bestow your tender ministration upon those among us who are suffering or struggling today. And we lift up those who have left and joined you in your kingdom in heaven. And we ask that you comfort and bless their loved ones with your healing presence. We ask for your comfort and healing presence for those who are sick in body and mind or spirit, or may be in the hospital removed from loved ones. And so we lift up Edna McGinley. Loving God, we ask that you hear all the joys and concerns that are on our hearts and in our minds as we address them silently to you. We thank you for hearing and addressing every one of our prayers with love and compassion. Amen.
Friends, the act of giving, whether we feel what we give is big or small, is no small thing. So bearing this in mind, I'm going to invite you to stand as we join in singing our doxology, as our offering is brought forward, and as we lift it up and dedicate it to God.
Thank you.
God, you are indeed giver and gift. Today we give you thanks for giving hands and giving hearts that invest what they have and who they are into the life of this community and into your kingdom. May we be good stewards of all that has been and will be shared in this place, gifts of time, resources, talents, and love, that we might together use it to shine a light that this world so desperately needs. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As you enter into this week, as you celebrate Thanksgiving, as you practice giving thanks, know that as you do, the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ sustains you, and the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you this day and all the days ahead. Amen.